This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we continue reading through the Bible, take special notice of Numbers 21, because it's used by Jesus in his conversation with Nicodemus. John 3:4-15 highlights the importance of the cross in redemption and of faith in salvation. Because of the people's constant complaining, God sent a plague of snakes among them, which took the lives of many. Some finally came to Moses to confess their sin of rebellion and ask him to pray for them. When Moses prayed, God instructed him to make a bronze snake and put it on a pole so it could be seen by everyone. The instructions were clear and simple. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live. The act of looking toward the snake on the pole was an act of faith. They didn't deserve to be delivered from the deadly effects of the snake bite, but if they looked at that snake, they would live. It's that simple. Look and live. This is precisely the point made in John 3:14-16. So the Son of Man must be lifted up, and everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting and eternal life. As the snake was lifted up on a pole, so Jesus Christ was lifted up on the cross to die for our sins. As Israelites looked by faith to the snake to be delivered, so we likewise need to look by faith to Jesus Christ. If you want help in this step of faith, email me, ludgoltz@outlook.com, and I'll send you literature to help. Remember, look to him and live.